USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. The Senate is in session and will stay in session, according to Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, until it passes the debt ceiling and budget rollback bill. But some on the right and left don't like it and are proposing amendments. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham's not happy with defense language, and he blames himself for not paying attention.
My wildest dreams, I never believed that the Republican Party would take the Biden budget that they've attacked for a year and celebrate it as fully funded.
If any amendment passes the Senate, the entire bill goes back to the House, jeopardizing final approval before Monday's predicted default deadline. Former President Trump is campaigning in Iowa today, a day after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was there. He is now in New Hampshire, where he took down a reporter's question about DeSantis' reported aversion to so-called retail politics.
Governor, how come you're not taking questions from voters?
Talk to me. What are you talking about? I'm not here working with people. Are you blind?
Yes, no.
Are you blind?
I'm not blind.
Okay, so people are coming up to me, talking to me, whatever they want to talk to me about.
There is, reported by several news outlets, a recording of former President Trump from 2 years ago talking about a classified Defense Department document he says he took with him when he left the White House. That recording could seriously undercut Trump's claim that he could keep records and automatically declassify them. The state of Montana is appealing a judge's ruling that stopped some new abortion laws, among them keeping most Medicaid patients from abortions and a ban on public funds for abortion care. You might be seeing fewer steaks and more chicken in the cold cases at Costco. The retailer says it's changing up its inventory to reflect how our buying habits will change in a recession. Several big retailers like Macy's, Bloomingdale's, even low-end Dollar General are predicting drops in revenue in the coming months. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money, you'll save. You can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
London's had it for years, New York City is working on it, and now Los Angeles County is looking at the idea of charging a congestion fee for driving on some busy freeways. Urban planning professor Michael Manville at UCLA explains the concept, born of the bedrock of capitalism, supply and demand.
Like almost anything that's in high demand, if it's underpriced, you run out of it. That's what congestion is. So if you put a price on the road and that price is pegged to make the road perform better, you get less congestion, drivers get a better experience.
Opponents say it would price a lot of low-income people who need to get to their jobs off the freeways. L.A. County authorities are very early in the process, no work yet on the prices or the technology. Former South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh has pleaded not guilty to federal financial crimes related to the death of his former family housekeeper.
It's the first time he's been before a judge since being sentenced for the 2021 deaths of his wife Maggie and son Paul. Murdaugh's defense team entered the not guilty plea, but they did indicate he would be requesting a change of plea hearing in the future. Murdaugh faces charges that include accusations he stole millions of dollars in settlement money from the family of his housekeeper, Gloria Satterfield, after what's being called a trip and fall at the Murdaugh family home. I'm Skip Kelly.
New survey from WalletHub puts Honolulu atop the list of best places in the USA to have a stay-at-home vacation, a staycation. Rest of the top five, Orlando, Las Vegas, Tampa, and Salt Lake City. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.